There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't spend a ton of time on this show talking about the Penguins. There really hasn't been much to talk about for a long time. The Steelers sell, too. Talk about them a lot. It's a football town. But I also know that it's a passionate hockey fan base. And when there is something to talk about, I think we do it here as well as anybody. I've been immersed in the Penguins for a quarter century, not so much lately in terms of the locker room. No locker rooms. They've changed over the years. There's really nothing to glean from there anymore. It's all managed in every sport. The teams cover themselves. But I know this fan base inside and out. I feel like they would welcome anything but this. I mean, they've already sunk to the bottom. When I say anything but this, like trying to make another run toward the fringe of playoff contention, keeping Ricard Raquel, stuff like that, I don't think people want that. I think you all out there are very sharp when it comes to how to build franchises. And sometimes you got to tear it down to build it. What the Steelers are doing is unnatural. They're disobeying the laws of the universe. The Penguins have been given a gift from the hockey gods here. They got to the bottom sooner than they intended. They're here. I say do everything you can to stay here. This is where you want to be. I know that sounds paradoxical, and I know paradoxical is a large word, city limits. But this is where you want to be. Especially after so much success, like you almost deserve to be here. You know what I mean? Like that, again, that's the law of nature. Nobody wins like the Penguins did for almost 20 years. Nobody gets blessed through the lottery like they did. On a 6 point, whatever it was, 2% chance to get Sid. Nobody gets blessed with the second pick of the draft being a generational player. Malkin was available in the year that the Penguins were so bad that the joke was they couldn't even win the draft lottery. The Capitals won it and got Ovechkin. The Penguins got a guy whose career has been every bit as good as Ovechkin's in some ways better. That doesn't happen. And it all happened because they stunk for about 5 years. It's just the way it goes in sports, and to buck it at all costs, to try to, like the Steelers are doing, is unnatural. Do you welcome this? Is it time for the Penguins to tear it all up? 412-928-9370. And was last night the symbolic hitting of rock bottom? To me, it was. And that was the Sharks. You had people questioning the Penguins' effort for a lot of the game. And now here we sit, and the Penguins have doubled up the worst goal differential in the East. It's shocking to look at the numbers. I mean, the Buffalo Sabres are a sad, sickly, pathetic franchise, and an example of sometimes even when you sink to bottom, you never get out of it because you're incompetent. The Penguins have doubled them up in bad goal differential. The Sabres are minus 20. The Penguins are minus 40. All right, Limits, let's go back to the lines. Who do we got?
Let's go to Gary out in California.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Joe. I completely agree with you. It's time to blow it up. I was at the Kings game, I don't know, a few days ago when they played the Kings, and they play well against heavy teams. Against fast teams, they just don't do it like the Ducks. I was at a client meeting up in San Jose. He said, let's go to the game last night. I was there. I was there for game six when the Penguins raised the cup, and it did. It felt like the end.
Yeah.
But I hate to say that when you have a guy like Sidney Crosby on your team, but I think the quicker you get younger, the better off they're going to be. And on the Raquel thing, I do think you trade him. I was a huge Raquel fan and still am when he was with the Ducks. But if Crosby wants to play with him, you got to honor the wish. But everybody's available except
why?
For Russ.
I mean, Raquel's your number one commodity right now.
Is Marcus Pettersson?
Oh, I think Raquel brings you back more. I think he's a top three forward on the market right now. You know, who knows? Maybe somebody would give you more for Pettersson. I think it's Raquel. And I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that Sid would stand like say, do not do that. He would stand in the way of franchise progress like that. Plus, I don't think that's a great reason. As well, Sid likes playing with him. Well, you know what? I mean, Sid gets to do what Sid wants to do moving forward here. But if he wants to stay, I think he's going to have to get used to the fact that you want to play with a couple kids on your line or a bunch of kids and a renewed energy and enthusiasm. You know, in some ways, he might embrace that. Maybe he's of the same line that we're thinking, my God, anything beats this. Please. But you said that well, I thought. I appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
I'll say one thing. I would absolutely trade Carlson, but you're going to have to take some salary on. And I think Jari's going to be good somewhere else. He needs to change the scene. And maybe you have to eat some of that contract too, but you got to move these guys. And the quicker you do, the better that you're going to be.
Well, you got to try, but I think Jari's unmovable. You're going to have to eat salary left and right here, but that's better than paying the full freight for your own mistakes, right? I mean, you know.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
We'll give you Raquel. You got to take Ryan Graves, please, at least part of that salary. Somebody, anybody, please. You got to extricate yourself from this somehow, some way. And again, you know, if that means that you're going to be hamstrung for a couple years, oh, well, to me, that could even, you know, enhance the process of living at the bottom. Right? I mean, that's where you are anyway, like I keep saying. They've arrived. They're here. There's almost little need to tear it down, except, you know, there's the possibility that they could play better, and there's just the uselessness of keeping some of these guys around. Plus, you need to build with draft picks and prospects and younger players. People talk about the Capitals, you know, like they're this shining example of what the Penguins could have done and could be. And in some ways they are, but never forget that they got the lucky break, in a way, of having Backstrom and Oshie go to long-term IR, which freed up millions and millions of dollars to go out and build that team around younger players and going and getting guys in their 20s, going and getting Pierre-Luc Dubois, taking a shot at a relatively younger guy with big upside. They have frankly admitted that if those guys don't go to long-term IR and free up that money, they would be hamstrung and would have had to go in different directions. They got lucky in that, honestly. Next.
Let's go to John in Cranberry.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, Joe, I stayed up like you last night, watched the game. And it's funny, I woke up this morning and I told my wife, it's over.
Yeah.
The run is over. And it's emotional because they gave the city so many great moments. So it's tough to, when you're at the point where it comes where you're just like, it's over, it's done. So I'm agreeing with you. You got to embrace the suck. And, you know, one of the examples I wanted to use, just a couple of quick points.
Yeah.
Washington Commanders, they were awful last year. But what happened? They got the generational quarterback. They look at how their franchise flipped. You can do it. In hockey, it takes longer. But my point is what you're saying. You don't want to pick 18th, 19th, 20th in the draft. You got to get these top caliber players to help rebuild. The other thing I want to mention, I agree with Austin. Kyle Dubas was hired 20 months ago. I don't know. I don't think he's the guy to do this. I could be wrong. I hope I am. But we'll see about that. And then my last question to you and Austin, to get your guys' feedback, the Fenway Sports announcement about the minority stake, is that just what do you think's behind that? Is that just to generate revenue for the franchise going forward?
That's a great question.
Thanks for taking my call.
That's a great question. Thank you on that last one. And from what I've read and seen, that's not unusual. The Steelers have done the same thing. Somebody compared, I don't remember if it was the Trib or the Post-Gazette, with Thomas Tull coming into the Steelers ownership. It's very common. I don't think it's a sign that Fenway Sports Group wants to get out of it. In fact, they've brought in minority investors in their other holdings. I think some people are making a lot of this. They're simply wanting to attract more revenue. That's all. And they're going to need it if the Penguins are going where we think they're going here. Limits.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I don't look at it as Fenway wants to sell entirely. That might be on the table when Crosby, Malkin, and Letang are no longer here, and maybe the future looks even bleaker and they just want to get out of it and don't look at it as an asset, more so as a liability for their overall brand. But we're not at that point yet.
We're not?
Where I think they're going to sell. We're at the point
where it's bottomed out. We're at the point where Tom Werner and folks have to be saying to themselves, what did we do?
Yeah.
I could have told them, anybody on earth could have told them when they were ready to buy this team, gentlemen, you're buying a depreciating asset here. Your best players are in their mid-30s. They have no picks. They have no prospects. This is going to get way, way worse. You might get a couple years of a playoff run. You might get something real good 1 year. Who knows? Maybe. But this is a depreciating asset that's going to eventually hit rock bottom. I could have told them that, and I wonder if they're asking themselves, why did we do this?
Do you think Mario and Ron Burkle saw the writing on the wall and didn't want to be the ones that were scapegoated for all this? You know, did you think Mario's legacy was in the back of his mind a little bit?
Not his legacy, but the writing on the wall is a different question. I mean, yes, of course. As businessmen, that had to have entered their minds, like, before this thing goes rotten, let's sell.
Like, they'd rather get out a year or two earlier.
It's the same thing with a player.
Right.
Let's get out a year early rather than a year late. That's sort of where the Andrew McCutchen thing comes to mind for me. It's been a wonderful couple of years with Kutch in his comeback tour. But they're tempting fate here by, you know, this could be the year where you see it's a year too late. I hope not. But sometimes you just, you know, take what was good and move on. That's sort of the theme here as well.
Yeah, no, my stance is pretty much as firm as you. Like, they have nowhere to go but bottom, and they're already there. Like, there's no going up at this point until you get younger and until you just acquire significant draft capital. And trading Raquel, trading Pettersson has to be the top priority to get the best possible deal available. And Kyle Dubas should do the New York Rangers plan. Be transparent. Like, look, we know the next 3 or 4 years is going to be difficult. Like, we get it. Stick with us. You know, stand by us as much as you can. And we're going to do everything in our power to just get younger and find the next Crosby and Mario, even though that's very unlikely.
I wouldn't say that to the public.
No.
Because those are, I guess, twice in a lifetime players.
But we're going to find our next star that can help take us to a cup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our next stars, our next core. Are they going to move up? They could. For sure they could. I mean, but where does that get you? Where did it get you last year when they made that run at the end? Could they move ahead of the Islanders, Flyers, maybe the Wings, Canadiens, Columbus? That would take a lot of doing, but it is doable, I suppose. Why bother? From the top of the organization, if you're Sully and the players, you're always giving your best every night. Although there was that time in 83-84, we had a head coach who was trying to lose games so that you would get Mario. And God bless him. Now I've forgotten his name. Let's stick with this for a little bit. 412-928-9370. And then we got to jump into the team that just wants to outperform the mean for as long as they can. Don't move up. Don't move down. Just flatline. Just barely exceed your chronically low expectations and watch, as people call it, a success around the country. Never asking, why are the expectations so chronically low around the Pittsburgh Steelers these days? Why has it been years since anybody expected anything out of them? So when their over-under is 8.5 wins and they get 9 or 10 and get blown out of a playoff spot, why are we calling that a success at 10-8? For barely exceeding your chronically low expectations. I don't know if that's a successful franchise to me at the moment.